Good morning, church. Are you ready to sing today? Well, let me ask it this way. Are you ready to praise God today? Let's stand. Let's open up in prayer. Father, we thank you once again. And Father, let us never take it for granted that we woke up this morning and that we have the breath of life in us and that we can be here in church today. So, Father God, we have songs that are going to lift up and magnify you, give you glory. And so, Father, we're just asking that you would just meet us here once again, that as we come to you now in spirit and in truth, we're just going to have an awesome time of worship. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is a day that the Lord has made,
that the Lord has made.
I will rejoice,
I will rejoice,
and be glad in it,
and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made, I will rejoice and be glad in it.
This is a day, this is a day that the Lord has made.
I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is a day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for he has made. made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for He has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for He has made me glad.
Hallelujah.
Boundless ocean where mighty billows roll. I fix my hope in Jesus, blessed anchor of my soul. When trials fierce assail me, as storms are gathering o'er, I rest upon His mercy and trust Him more. I've anchored in Jesus, the storms of life I'll bring. I've anchored in Jesus, I fear no wind, no wave. I've anchored in Jesus, for He has power to save. I've anchored in the rock of ages. He keeps my soul from evil and gives me blessed peace. His voice has stilled the waters and bid their tumult cease. My pilot and deliverer, to Him I occupy. For always when I need Him, He's at my side. I've anchored in Jesus, the storms of life I'll brave. I've anchored in Jesus, I fear no wind, no wave. I've anchored in Jesus, for He has power to save. I've anchored in the rock of ages. He is my friend and Savior, in Him my anchor's cast. He drives away my sorrows and shields me from the blast. By faith I'm looking upward beyond life's troubled sea. There I behold a haven prepared for me. I've anchored in Jesus, the storms of life I'll bring. I've anchored in Jesus, I fear no wind, no wave. I've anchored in Jesus, for He has power to save. I've anchored in the rock of ages. I've anchored in Jesus, the storms of life I'll bring. I've anchored in Jesus, I fear no wind, no wave. I've anchored in Jesus, for He has power to save. I've anchored in the rock of ages.
Hallelujah.
Yes, I am, I'm the temple. Yes, I am, yes, I am, I'm the temple. Yes, I am, yes, I am, I'm the temple. I am the temple of the Holy Ghost. Filled with praise, filled with power, filled with glory. Filled with praise, filled with power, filled with glory. Filled with praise, filled with power, filled with glory. The temple of the Holy Ghost. Great and mighty is the Lord our God. Great and mighty is He. Great and mighty is the Lord our God. Great and mighty is He. Lift up the trumpet, let the anthems ring. Praises to our King.
am, yes, I am, I'm the temple. Yes, I am, yes, I am, I'm the temple. Yes, I am, yes, I am, I'm the temple. I am the temple of the Holy Ghost. Filled with praise, filled with power, filled with glory. Filled with praise, filled with power, filled with glory. Filled with praise, filled with power, filled with glory. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
I've got a home in glory, land that outshines the sun. I've got a home in glory, land that outshines the sun. I've got a home in glory, land that outshines the sun, way beyond the blue. Dear Lord, oh dear Lord, oh dear, remember me. Dear Lord, oh dear Lord, oh dear, remember me. Dear Lord, oh dear Lord, oh dear, remember me, way beyond the blue. I took Jesus as my Savior, you take Him too. I took Jesus as my Savior, you take Him too. I took Jesus as my Savior, you take Him too. While He's calling you. Dear Lord, oh dear Lord, oh dear, remember me. Dear Lord, oh dear Lord, oh dear, remember me. Dear Lord, oh dear Lord, oh dear, remember me. Way beyond the blue. I've got a home in glory, land that outshines the sun. I've got a home in glory, land that outshines the sun. I've got a home in glory, land that outshines the sun, way beyond the blue. Dear Lord, oh dear Lord, oh dear, remember me. Dear Lord, oh dear Lord, oh dear, remember me. Dear Lord, oh dear Lord, oh dear, remember me. Way beyond the blue.
Hallelujah.
When upon life's billows you are tempest tossed, when you are discouraged thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. Are you ever burdened with a load of care? 'Cause the cross is heavy, you are called to bear. Count your many blessings, every doubt will fly, and you will be singing as the days go by. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. When you look at others with their lands and gold, think that Christ has promised you His wealth untold. Count your many blessings money cannot buy, your reward in heaven or your home on high. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. So amid the conflict, whether great or small, do not be discouraged, God is over all. Count your many blessings, angels will attend, help and comfort give you to your journey's end. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. blessings, see what God has done.
Amen. Isn't that human nature? We typically, you know, focus or look to the negative. You know, it's just we gravitate toward that. But the point of this song is, let's look at what God has done. Forget what's going wrong right now. What has God done for you in your life?
Down at the cross where my Savior died, down where for cleansing from sin I cried, there to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to His name, glory to His name, glory to His name, there to my heart was the blood applied. Saved from sin, Jesus so sweetly abides within, there at the cross where He took me in. Glory to His name, glory to His name, glory to His name, there to my heart was the blood of life. Glory to His name. Mountain that saves from sin, I am so glad I have entered in. There Jesus saves me and keeps me clean. Glory to His name, glory to His name, glory to His name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to His name. For soul at the Savior's feet, plunge Him today and be made complete. Glory to His name, glory to His name, glory to His name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to His name. No, not one, no, not one. No friend like Him is so high and holy. No, not one, no, not one. And yet no friend is so meek and lowly. No, not one, no, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day. Like the lowly Jesus, no, not one, no, not one. There's not an hour that He is not near us, no, not one, no, not one. No night so dark but His love can cheer us, no, not one, no, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lonely Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. Did ever saint find his friend forsaken? No, not one. No, not one. Poor sinner find that he would not take him. No, not one. No, not one.
Trust you more. Oh, how sweet to trust in Jesus, just to trust his cleansing blood, just in simple faith to plunge me beneath the healing cleansing flood. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust you, how I prove you o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust you more. Yes, 'tis sweet to trust in Jesus, just from self and sin to cease, just from Jesus simply taking life and rest and joy and peace. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust you, how I prove you o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust you more. I'm so glad I've learned to trust thee, precious Jesus, Savior, friend. And I know that thou art with me, will be with me to the end. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust you, how I prove you o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust you more. I'd rather have Jesus than
this world affords today. He's fairer than lilies of rarest blue. He's sweeter than honey from out of the comb. He's all that my hunger spirit needs. I'd rather have Jesus
Let us praise the Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, repeat this after me. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord in His sanctuary. Praise the Lord in the firmament of His power. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Oh, hallelujah. Praise Him for His wonderful works. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Praise your holy name. Praise your holy name. Oh, praise Him in the firmament of His power. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him on account of the excellence of His greatness. Oh, praise Him with the sound of trumpets. Praise Him with the psaltery and the harp. Praise Him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise Him with the timbrel and dance. Praise Him upon the sound cymbals. Praise Him upon the high sounding cymbals. And let everything that has breath to praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you and praise you, Lord. With our hands lifted up and our mouth full of praise, with a heart of thanksgiving, I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker. For He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture, and the sheep of His hand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we ask you today to have it your way. Not our way, but your way, we pray, Lord. Let it be a move of your Holy Spirit today in this body of believers. Oh, let everyone be touched today. Let no one be left untouched, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let us not leave the same as we came. Hallelujah. Let the high praises of God be in our mouth and the two-edged sword in our hands. Let us bless the Lord at all times, and His praise be continually in our mouth. And Lord, we thank you and praise you today for a glorious day, for a day of victory, a day of celebration, a day of rejoicing in the Lord and the power of His might. And Lord, we love you. We appreciate you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord, for having it your way today in the name of Jesus. We pray, O Lord, for the anointing upon the pastors. He will bring the message to us. Oh, thank you for giving him the freedom to preach and let the word come out with power and pierce us like a two-edged sword. We pray in the name of Jesus. Lord, we love you. We adore you. We bow down before you, Lord. And we are determined today, O Lord, to worship you in spirit and in truth. Oh, we are determined to glorify your name, to lift up the name of Jesus higher and higher, we pray in the name of Jesus. Lord, as we are about to receive this offering, you told us, bring your tithes into the storehouse, that it will be meat in my house, and prove me herewith, said the Lord, if I do not open you the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing that it may not be enough room to receive it. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, that you mean what you say. You stand good in your promises. And we are, Lord, we are expecting. We are excited, O Lord, to give to the work of the Lord. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for meeting every need in each and every person in this body, for meeting the needs of this church. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, Jehovah Jireh, our provider. We want to give you all the praise. We want to give you all the glory and all the honor. And this prayer we pray in Jesus' precious and mighty name. And all God's children said, amen and amen.
At this time, the people at Resurrection Life of Jesus Church are giving their tithes and offerings as part of the worship service. You too can participate even if you're not physically with us by writing out a check and mailing it, or using the donation link at the bottom of the homepage. Please remember that God uses His people to finance His work on this earth. God gives us the ability to work and make money, and in return asks that His people give back a tenth. Thank you for being obedient and being part of our service.
Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm going to read some emails that we got here today, actually a few weeks, the last few weeks. And the first one here is from Scott Lively. And Scott Lively has been sued. He's been taken to court by a group of people in Uganda. And they are using United Nations laws and international laws and stating that he has committed a hate crime in Uganda. And the chief leader there of the homosexual movement, a man, was murdered. And they blamed that on Scott Lively. What they don't tell the people is that this man was murdered by his male lover that he had fallen out of grace with, and he got so angry he killed him. But anyway, this is a lawsuit. Charisma picked it up. And so if they will succeed with this, this means that international law will supersede American law. So you want to pray for Scott Lively that this will come to nothing. And the good thing is this, he's an attorney, so he doesn't have to hire an attorney. He can be his own attorney. This is an email that comes in from India, and it simply says this. Dear loving Pastor Jonas Terrell, we are ever grateful to you for sending us your messages and teaching, which we always introduce in our church in Karachi, Pakistan. Not India, but Pakistan. May the Lord always bless your family and your co-workers abundantly for sending your teachings to us. Thank you and God bless you. Amen. Your loving children, Steve and Mary. And then we got an email here from Sweden. And I have to translate this as I go, so it might not be a little rough English. I am so happy that I found your church. I have a long time been looking for a church that has the same faith as I have. I have listened to at least one video sermon per day since I found you. And I find that to be very good, and I'm getting strength from them. I found you on the web when I was looking about the Rothschilds. So praise God for the Rothschilds. I pray to God that you will continue to spread his message. There are so many people that need it here in the Scandinavian countries. I have not yet seen a live webcast, but I have watched the videos on Vimeo, but I'm planning to watch the live webcast. I have read much, both on your Swedish and English homepage, very good and very interesting. The warning message to the people in the Scandinavian countries, I've also seen that there are two videos I made about the mark of the beast, and they were also very good. May God's blessing be over you with warm greetings, and this man's name is Tony. So praise God for that. Now here are the prayer requests. Let us continue to praise the Lord for the rain and snow in Northern California. We want to thank each person who donated money to the ministry this month. As it stands now, the rent on the church facilities are paid. The mortgages on the production center are paid. Salaries have been met so far, and we expect to finish strong the last week of March. There's only one thing that is dragging, and that is our federal security taxes. By April the 15th, we are short $3,000 to keep obligations and to keep me out of trouble with the federal government. I do not want a prison ministry. If you can, please send some extra that this need will be met before the deadline. I don't want to watch you on the webcast. I want to make the webcast. Okay, and this is the final note on the oil. The price of oil continued last week to stay flat, ended up at 106.87 per barrel. It went down 19 cents. Why is the price so high? Now, there's many different reasons, but I want to give you the spin today. One of the factors that we have not discussed is social engineering. In Europe, people are paying anywhere from $7 to $9 per gallon for gasoline. The left-wing socialists who are in charge of most nations in Europe do not want people to have cars. Many large cities in Europe have a special tax for people who drive into cities just to keep people on public transportation. It would be like if you want to drive into Sacramento, Los Angeles, or New York, any place, that there would be a toll booth outside, and they would charge you $50 just to drive into town. And you get the option to park your car right there and take the public transportation or pay the fee. So they have taxed the gas taxes in Europe are very, very high. Therefore, the government in Europe are putting heavy tax on fuel. And here's what they do. When the oil price goes down, they increase the tax to keep the price the same. Isn't that lovely? So even the price of oil goes down in Europe, the tax goes up and the price of fuel stays the same. This is part of the world government strategy. They do not want people to have mobility. If they don't have personal automobiles and are forced to ride public transportation, they can be controlled much better. Right? They don't want you to travel someday, they just shut it down. And if there's a crisis they want to create, and they want to shut down the public transportation, the people are stuck. Unless you have a horse. Or a bike. Or maybe just walk. Prayer warriors, come on up and go to pray for this.
Father God, thank you for this day. Thank you for the opportunity to come and be part of this ministry, Lord. Thank you for the message that we heard here today. And Lord, I want to lift up Scott Lively to you and his ministry. And I've read one of his books, and I'm reading the other one right now, Redeeming the Rainbow. And Lord, I know that we're in a fight for our lives as I tune in to the television programming today. There is an assault on Christian values. There is an assault on the family. And everything has been tipped upside down. So, Father God, He is one of the leaders in this, in the pro-family movement, Lord. So we lift Him up to You, and we thank You, Father, first of all, for giving Him the stamina to continue, giving Him everything that He needs in His spirit man. And Father, we thank You for giving Him financial support. And Your word says that we will be brought before magistrates, and in that hour You will give us the words to speak. So, Father, we thank You for putting those words in his mind at the right time, Lord. And we also pray that this thing would be totally destroyed in the name of Jesus. We do not bow to international law here as American citizens. We are sovereign citizens of this nation, and the United Nations does not write the laws for us. So, Father, we pray that that thing will disintegrate. And also at the same time, Lord, I want to lift up this East Indian man that I saw was tried for murder this last year in back east, Lord, and he had nothing to do with it. He was simply a roommate with this guy that committed suicide, and they charged him for his murder, Lord. And so I thank You for him to be exonerated. I thank You for this homosexual movement to be pushed back. They are the haters. They try to proclaim that we that follow God and believe in the Bible and teach the truth and support the family, they claim we're haters. But they are the haters, Lord. So I thank You, Father God, for every Christian to be exonerated when they speak the truth. Sin is sin, and that's the way it is. It's written in Your word. So I thank You, Father, for all hate laws that are being pushed in this country to be destroyed. That we will get leaders that will stand for righteousness and not for political correctness. And I thank You for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
I love getting a positive prayer request here for change. So this is the way I'm going to address this. It's typed correctly too. Let us continue to praise God for the rain. So let's do that. Let's praise God and thank Him for the rain so far. And let's just give a great big shout of thank you to God for the rain that we received and say encore, right? More. We thank You, God, in the name of Jesus Christ for furnishing the rain and the snow. We need quite a bit more if we're going to get through the summer and be able to feed people with the crops from the Grand Central Valley of California, which produces a huge percentage of the food for the entire nation. So we thank You, Lord. We continue to praise You for that in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank You and praise You, Lord God. We just lift up this family, Lord God, Steve and Mary in Pakistan, Lord God. And Lord, we thank You, Lord, that they've responded, Lord God. And it's so nice to hear from people, Lord God, in a positive manner, Lord, that they're being touched by this webcast, Lord. We thank You, Lord God, that Your Holy Spirit, Lord, is here. And Lord God, that Jesus, Lord, you said that greater things than these that you did, Lord, we would do, Lord. And that's hard for us to understand sometimes, Lord. But as we see this thing that we have here, this webcast, we're able to reach people in all over the world. What a beautiful thing it is, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord, that you're reaching so many people by it. And we pray that, Lord, that this ministry, Lord God, would just grow and be able to reach more people, Lord. And I pray that you would just touch those that are listening and watching here today, Lord God, that they are touched, Lord God, they would just respond and let us know, Lord, that they hear us, Lord God, and they hear the truth. And Lord, I thank you for this pastor, Lord God, Pastor Terrell, Lord God, that has given his heart and his life to this, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, that people will understand, Lord God, that your Holy Spirit is speaking through this webcast, Lord. We thank you for that, Lord. Thank you for touching them, Lord God. And I pray that they would just write us back, Lord, and let us know that they are touched. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Heavenly Father, I lift up to you this man from Sweden that wrote to the pastor. Father, we thank you for another man, O Lord, watching this webcast, that he is going to start watching the webcast. And Lord, we thank you and praise you, Lord, for many blessings in that man's life. Take, Lord, whatever is needed in this man's life from Sweden, O Lord, and supply every need there is, we pray, Father. Let his walk with you become stronger and stronger. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for many blessings, Lord. And we love you, Lord. We appreciate you. We thank you for another man from Sweden becoming part of this ministry and watching us all the time, and pray for us as we pray for him. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for what you are going to do in this man's life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
And Father God, with great joy, we just want to thank you for what you've done for the church this month in paying the bills and all the things that need to be paid in the future. You're going to provide it. $3,000 is nothing to you. You own the cattle on 1,000 hills. You didn't heal Ina Terrell so you can take John from her. You're going to pay the $3,000 and he's safe. And we know it. We trust you and we believe you that you've got him here for a purpose and you're not going to let him go out. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for paying the taxes, Father God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, we just lift up this oil situation again to you because it's too complicated for me to figure out, but I know you know exactly what's going on in every corner of the globe, and you know the purposes. And Father God, if speculators are just keeping the price up there for their own gain, then we pray that you will come against that you will change it and lower the prices so that we can afford to drive cars, which we seem to need to do. And Father God, we know that a lot of this stuff is just political. It's somebody's idea of what we should be doing so that they can make more money and also to keep more control over the people of the United States. We know that they are trying to control us, that they are taking all kinds of measures to achieve that. And we are a free people. They're ignoring our Constitution, which you gave us. And Father, we honor that Constitution, and we pray that you will help us get leaders who also honor that Constitution. I know that our sin is great, and I know that our nation is polluted terribly, Lord God, and it's just a horror for you. You don't like it, and you shouldn't like it. And we deserve an awful lot of punishment, Lord. We deserve to be annihilated for all the sin that we've contributed to and contributed to the whole world. But Father God, we ask for your mercy that some of these people will be saved if we still can survive as a nation and maintain. So Father God, we leave it in your capable hands because we are so helpless. And we can do nothing without you, Lord God. And we praise you and glorify your name and thank you for what you are going to do to turn this oil thing around. In Jesus' name, amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you right now these prayers on the altar. The smoke is coming up. And the Father God, in due time, each prayer will be answered. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.
Okay, we got a couple minutes for testimonies. Anybody got a testimony they want to give this morning? I don't have any testimonies either. I mean, my testimony is always pretty much the same. God is blessing, and I am grateful. So, I do want to say one thing on the account of Scott Lively. I've been getting his newsletter. So if you get a chance, you might want to sign up for his newsletter. You might want to read his book, because we are in a big time battle for who's going to define our society. You know what I mean? As far as the building blocks of our society, the homosexuals are trying to define it their way, and Christians are trying to define it God's way. So, but myself personally, when I watch the news programs and stuff on TV, I see that we are being crucified pretty much out there. So we got to, we need to get behind and take a stand for that situation. You have a testimony?
Yeah, I don't like to get up here before it's happened, but I'm going to trust God that it's happening anyway. You know, I my arm has been really messed up, and I couldn't even play the guitar in the last couple of months. It's been so painful, and you know, I went to the VA medical center, and they told me that I had two options, and one of them was physical therapy. If that didn't work, the next option is surgery. And I just was not claiming that as surgery. Wait a minute, I was fine a few months ago. What happened? All this crazy pain going on here. And so, you know, of course, Pastor Terrell got a hold of me, and he told me that I should go see a chiropractor that he knows. And you know, I've always thought, well, chiropractors, I always heard they were, you know, quacks, and they weren't real doctors and stuff, you know. And so I went, and on his advice, it took me a little bit. He had to encourage me. I think he called and made the appointment for me. Pastor did. So, and I just want to thank him for that, because I went and I met Dr. Richardson, Simonson, and he's a Christian, and you know, he believes that you know, that God is the healer, and so do I. So we got together on that, and he took a little X-ray of my spine, and he showed me that I had been lifting way too much stuff all my life. And it's been a process for quite a while. It just snuck up on me. But, you know, he did a few things, snapped my head around, did a few things and stuff like that. And I've had a lot of people praying for me. I know Pastor has, and his wife, Ina. And I'll tell you, it's right now, he said, I'm healing faster than anybody's ever seen with this situation. And, you know, it's, I'd say on a scale of 1 to 10, the pain was about a 12. And I'm down to about a 5 right now, so it's getting much better. And I just want to thank the Lord, because when he explained what kind of surgery they did, it really, I had no idea. I thought they just went in there and numbed a little nerve or something. No, they go right to the spine and start, you know, putting steel plates in there and holding the discs apart to keep it from smashing the nerves. And I didn't even realize what a great miracle God was already doing. I was not aware of that. I wasn't really that worried about it. I thought, well, if they have to do surgery, they'll just go in there and put a needle in the elbow, you know, and because that's where the pain was, but it was starting up here. And God knew. He knew. I don't want any screws in my spine and stuff, you know. And that's not the way he made me. So praise the Lord. Thank you, Pastor, for that. And it's been another experience in faith. You know, the trials that we go through in this life, it just encourages a and tests our faith, but it's really a wonderful thing that, you know, when Paul said, I glory in my tribulation, you know, if you have never understood that, you know, as we go through tribulations, we start realizing what he means by glory in our tribulation. We know God's going to pull us through it, you know, and his natural way is a much better way than drills and scalpels, right? So praise the Lord. I'm about just about there. Maybe another week I'll be there, but or not maybe, I'm going to be there, right? Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you.
Okay, Natalia.
Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. Father, I adore you, lay my life before you. How I love you, Jesus, I adore you, lay my life before you. How I love you, Spirit, I adore you, lay my life before you. How I love you, Father, I adore you, lay my life before you. How I love you, Jesus, I adore you, lay my life before you. How I love you, Spirit, I adore you, lay my life before you. How I love you.
Amen. I have a praise report, or actually a bragging report, about our Heavenly Father. 2 weeks ago, well, actually, about 20 years ago, I was in a rear-ender in the freeway and shattered some of my teeth. And for some reason, it was not detected, but a couple of weeks ago, my pain was so excruciating that I went to a dentist and they took some x-rays and find out that one of the roots was split open or separated in the bottom in the root of one of my teeth here and caused infection and stuff like that. But the dentist, he doesn't pull teeth. He had to go to another dentist. So I made an appointment there. But then we came last 2 weeks ago here to church, and I came up here to have Lois pray for me. So I want to thank God for having Lois here to pray for me. And I didn't think that women had the same power as men do. So I give praise to God that women do. And thank you, God. That's my praise report.
I want to read Psalms chapter 1. That's what Natalia quoted from. When I was younger, I was made to memorize that. And I think it's a good one to close with. So I want to read Psalms chapter 1, if I can find it here. It's a beautiful psalm. I think everyone should memorize it. And it says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth its fruit in its season. Its leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Okay, I'm going to close. And Father God, we thank you for this day, for our many blessings, Lord. We thank you, Father, for what you have done for us. We thank you for the knowledge of Jesus Christ, the ability to repent and to receive Jesus as our Savior. We thank you for life everlasting, Lord. We thank you that we live on eternity time, Lord. And the trials of this world, they're not even to be compared to our future. And I thank you for these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
You are the melody, you are the harmony, praises to you.